We are beginning Shas with Maseches Brachos. Shas stands for Shisha Sdorim, the six orders of the Mishnah: Zroyim, Moed, Noshim, Nezikin, Kodshim, and Taros. And it also stands for Shishim Sforim. There are 60 Masechtas in the Talmud. And even though in truth there are 63, but Bava Kama, Bava Metzi, and Bava Basra count as one Masechta, that still leaves 61. I'm not sure exactly how that fits with the Shishim Sforim, but the one is to a certain degree insignificant, so it's rounded off to 60. The word Meseches, the Tosfos Yontif says, comes from the word Mosach Yena, to blend. Every Meseches is a blend of many, many different ideas, different subjects, and the Sefer Hasidim says that it comes from the term Mosach, which is like a curtain, which is woven. Same idea, woven from many different concepts, many different ideas. The first Seder is called Zroyim, and it follows the sentence V'choyo emunas itecha chosen yeshuos chochmos vadas. Emunas, belief, refers to Zroyim, because a person has to believe in God to be able to plant a seed and be assured that something's going to grow from that. And Rashi says there's another reason why it's called emuna, because a person has to believe in order to take off all of the required things that one has to take off and give to the Kohen, the Levi, the poor, that God commanded us when it comes to our agricultural products, to give away from what you think you produced and is yours. You have to have emuna that really God is the one who gave it to you. Now, Zroyim really deals with agricultural laws, so why is Brachos the first Masechta in Zroyim? Because since Zroyim is Emunah, and Brachos show that you believe that God is the source of all of these physical things, and Kriyashma is the ultimate declaration of belief, therefore we start the Seder of Emunah of Zroyim with the laws of Kriyashma and the laws of Brachos. The Rambam says that the reason that it started with Zroyim altogether is because in order for a person to be able to function in this world, he has to live. In order to live, he has to eat. And in order to eat, a person has to make Brachos on the food that he eats and Brachos on the mitzvahs. And the mitzvah and the brachos that are most usual every day, twice a day, is Kriyashma. Therefore, it started with Kriyashma. Kriyashma also is the, like we said, the foundation of Emunah, and it includes in it the Aseres HaDibros are hinted to in Kriyashma. The Chidush HaRim says another idea. He says that mitzvah of Kriyashma is the first mitzvah that a person has when he becomes bar mitzvah. Usually, as soon as he becomes bar mitzvah, that moment, the evening that he becomes bar mitzvah, his first mitzvah is the mitzvah of Kriyashma. And also, it's the last sentence that a person says before he dies, Shema Yisrael. So this is a mitzvah that spans the lifespan of a person. Rabbi Yonason Steif says that another reason that it starts with Emunah, Kriyashma, because without Yirah Shemayim and Emunah, there's no significance to learning anything, and the Gemara is significant because we're going to fulfill what it says here and have Yirah Shemayim and Emunah. Another interesting idea is that because of the mitzvah of Emunah, a person gets rewarded in this world, not only in the next world. Because the halacha is that you're not allowed to delay paying a worker, but if you hired him through an agent, you don't have to pay him on time. So God basically gave the whole Torah through an agent, so he's not required to pay us on time in this world. The only two mitzvahs that were given directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Jewish people was Emunah, believing in God, not believing in idols. And therefore, that for that, he has to pay us on time in this world too. The Dikduke Sofrim brings that there was an edition of the Shas that did not start with Brachos, that started, in fact, with Peya. And Brachos was the beginning of Seder Moed, where really it seems more logical to be than in the Seder of Zroim. However, Rav Yonashan Steif points out, and it's clear in the Meiri, that that is how the Gaonim used to learn. The Gaonim only learned Moed, Noshim, Nezikin, basically, and they didn't learn Zroim, and didn't learn Kodshim and Taharos. And therefore, but there were certain Masechtas in those Storim that they didn't learn that were also relevant to daily things, like Brachos, like Nida, and like Chulin. So they included Brachos in Moed, and Nida in Noshim, and Chulin in Moed too. So that which the Dikduke Sofrim saw as a Shas with Brachos in Moed wasn't because that was the order of the Shas, that was a Shas that's of how the Gaonim learned. So says the Meiri. The Gemara starts with a Beis, Brachos. First Masechta starts with a Beis, just like in the written Torah starts with Bereishis, and it's also a Lashon of Bracha. And the actual Masechta starts with a Mem, Me'e Mosai, in order to hint to the fact that the Torah Shebichsav starts with a Beis, Torah Shebalteh starts with a Mem, the Dibarta Bom, you should speak in the words of Torah, the written Torah and the oral Torah exclusively. Also, it brings down that the Medrash says, Torah Shebichsav is 24 Svarim, and Torah Shebaal Peh starts and ends with a Mem, Me'e Mosai, and Shalom is the last word in Shas, which is 80, and the Torah was given after 26 generations, is 130 total, and that is hinted to in Ka'aras Kesef Achas Shloshim U'mea Mishkola, that the when the Nisim brought their sacrifice, they brought a silver plate or bowl that was weighed 130 was its weight, and that is hinted to the fact that this is the entire Torah, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, is hinted to with the number 130.